This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know that God is guiding other people's steps to you. Recently, we talked about how God is guiding your every step, and we used the Samaritan woman as an example. She went to the well that day only to draw water, yet she had no idea that her steps were being guided to an encounter with Christ. The same is true when God is guiding other people towards you. Sometimes you might feel as though you're sitting idle, nothing is happening. And that may be true because God is now guiding others to you. This is precisely what he did with David. Recall that God had become fed up with King Saul and directed the prophet Samuel to find a new king. Samuel was directed to the home of Jesse, and when he arrived, Jesse began introducing him to his sons, parading each son in front of Samuel one by one. But Samuel continued to reply, "No, this is not the one. No, not this one either." Meanwhile, Jesse's son David is out in the fields tending the sheep. Just as the Samaritan woman was going about her normal routine to draw water from the well, so was David going about his normal day. And this is when God guided others to David. Samuel asked Jesse to call his son David from the field, and the moment Samuel saw him, the Lord spoke to him, and Samuel said, "He is the one." So today, be encouraged when it seems as though you're just sitting idle. God is guiding others to you. And so hold on to these words as you reflect on that. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Psalm 37:23. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, God is sending them your way.